Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We want to welcome you to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Today would have been he's been in heaven for 21 months now, and we know that he's happy up there with the Lord, and we're just trying to carry on the ministry for him, so just pray for us. And we just thank God for the opportunity to come into your homes, wherever you may be, or whatever, and to lift up the name of Jesus. And we're just praying that people will get saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus, like I said, and to see God move for the people listening. So we just pray that you will join in with us tonight, worship the Lord with us. And if you have any prayer requests, the ones on Facebook have any prayer requests, just he's having a time trying to get the thing on tonight for the Facebook, so just bear with him. But if you have any prayer requests, just put them in the comments, and we'll be praying over the needs later on. And, you know, whatever our needs are, God's always there to supply our needs if we just call upon him. But we need to have the blood applied to our lives, and then we know that God's going to hear our and answer our prayers. And you got to call on the Lord with a sincere heart and believe what you ask him to do, that he's going to do it. And we want to welcome all the new listeners from all over the world. And we pray that this broadcast will be a blessing to all of you. And we'd like everyone to share out the broadcast for us and like it. Then others can be able to, you know, get in and listen to the gospel. We're excited about what God's doing. He's been doing many great and wonderful things. And we just thank God for everything that he's doing, for saving souls, for healing people. We've been hearing a lot of good praise reports about what God's doing. And we know that God can only do the ones, you know, God can only, what I'm trying to say is God, there's nothing too hard for God, and he's able to, you know, take care of cancer or anything that's big to people. It's not big to God. God's able to do anything that we ask him to do if we just believe him and trust him. And I have a friend down in Dalton, Georgia. Well, she's, I think, in Recyca. She got a miracle yesterday. I just want to read her testimony. Her name is Marilyn Harrell. And yesterday she went to the doctor, and here's the report that she got. Yesterday I learned how much my Lord loves me. Not just me, but each one of us. 7 months ago, I found out that I had one of the most rarest kinds of cancer that there is. It was in my breast, and the doctor removed the whole breast. But from there, it went to my lungs. I had prayed and prayed, and so many other people prayed for God to heal me. But healing comes with faith and God's time. But Wednesday, I went to Erlanger in Chattanooga, for a lung biopsy. They done a CT scan first. Then the doctor Bolt came in to the room and told the other doctors, no biopsy today. He said that I had just got a miracle from the Lord. He said only the Lord could remove the cancer from my lungs. The spots were on both lungs and they were very large. I am telling everyone this because I am giving my Lord all the glory. And to say that, he is still doing miracles. And all that I ask is that you live for him and have faith. Always know his time is not your time. And he will never fail us. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for loving and saving me and healing me. That just put me on shouting ground when I seen that on Facebook that she had put on there. I'm just praising God along with her that she got her miracle because I know how sick she was. So if any of you out there have need of miracles or need God to do something for you, just reach out to the Lord. He's right there tonight. Or anytime you have a need, he's always there. So just reach out to him tonight and believe on him and just receive what God has for you.
And tell him again. Tell him again how long this will raise me.
I don't know if anybody heard this earlier. Tim said, I don't think they did, but Brother Yearwood's been gone 21 months today, and I know that he would be happy for us keeping this going on here. So we just thank God for all the prayers that go up for this ministry. We thank every minister that comes on here to help us, and we just want to say thank you to all the ones that have been praying for us. And Facebook listeners can put their prayers requests in the comments below, and we'll get back with them and pray over them. And I want everybody to remember my pastor and his family, his sister, Irene, that you guys have been praying for. We want to thank everybody for praying. But she went on to meet the Lord. And they had her funeral yesterday. So pastor's pretty worn down and he's not feeling well. So just remember him tonight. He's needing a touch from God. Remember his nephew, Jeff Davis. Found out today that he has several blockages in his leg, and they said he might have more blockages, and they sent him up to UT. So we want all the believers to believe that Jeff Davis is going to be healed, and also pray for his salvation, and just pray that God will comfort all the ones that have lost their loved ones. The subject for today is 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And then John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I want the Lord to say, welcome in, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I want him to say to me. I want to have that life to where I know that I'm living and before him, to where I can go be with him one of these days. And everybody needs to search their hearts and to just, you know, get everything under the blood to where when time comes for you to leave, you never know when you're going to leave. There's people leaving out of here every day. We don't know when we're going to be leaving, but we know one of these days it's going to be our time. And I just want everybody to be ready to meet the Lord. And if you have the Son, which is Jesus Christ, living in you, then you have life. But if you don't, you're going to be in hell, and it's going to be very tormenting. So I just pray that you let the Lord deal with your heart and that you call out to him tonight. We're going to get Tim to come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get these preachers on here to obey the Lord.
If you don't want to miss the Lord's appearing on that morning when the day Christ arrives, then make your preparations, secure your soul salvation, and keep your eyes up on the Easter sky.
Inheritance for me, he has come
just a little too late now. I've got something in my life. Sweet glory, last lady. Nothing else left to satisfy. I'm looking too late. I'll focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I'll feel the stone, I don't see the crown. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why, I'm looking awry. I'm looking too late. I'm looking too late. I focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I feel the soul, I don't see the cloud. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. I'm looking to me.
Glory. Praise the Lord. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's your brother Billy Keeler calling from Bonnell Full Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Brother Miles, you can go ahead and obey the Lord or whatever there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and wind on up, then I'm pretty wound tight now anyway. But I want to praise God today. You know, we get an opportunity to lift up the wonderful name of Jesus tonight. And I'm so glad that I know him as my Lord and Savior. I know what living's about. Glory to God. And, he said we're dead in our sins and trespasses till we come to know him as our Lord and Savior. And I praise God that he moved in my heart and got me on my knees that I can meet that wonderful Savior, which is Jesus Christ.
But Lord, amen.
You're talking about that wonderful testimony. That woman had that cancer took away from her. I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I want to give one about life in Christ that he did for me. About 3 weeks ago, I had what I thought was a heart attack. I hurt so bad. Sweat was running. I got sick at my stomach and hurting so bad. And I got to praying, of course, and took some aspirins, and it eased down. I had to go to the hospital the next day and let them check me. They let me come home, and on the way home, I was praying and praising God that I'd live through it, and they let me come home. And I just got to go see a heart doctor on the 8th of August, but there's not really no need. See, on the way home, I turned on this back road that brings me to by the graveyard where my wife's buried. And when I started through there, I was praising God. And the next thing I know, I was at the end of that road at a place you got to turn back to go to Mother's house. I don't remember driving through there. I remember getting in the spirit and shouting, my hands up in the air, and speaking in tongues, glorifying God. And I want you to know I had no more heart trouble. It hadn't hurt no more. They gave me a little bottle of nitro pills to carry. I got it in my pocket. I hadn't opened it. But something else happened. You see, I got home and they switched my blood pressure field. Give me a lower dosage because my blood pressure is going too low. So the next day I took one of the new ones. My blood pressure went way down again. The next morning I took one of the new ones. It went way down. I said, well, God, if you fix that, I don't need these. So I claimed the healing. And I hadn't took a blood pressure pill since. That's 2.5-3 weeks ago. I ain't took one yet. My blood pressure is perfect normal. It ain't going down when I bend down to pick up stuff. I got out and weeded the yard the other day. ain't been able to do it because I'd get dizzy and stuff. My God's a healing God. Hallelujah. And he's with us. That's the life he gives us. Hallelujah, God. He didn't just give me life. He gave me more abundant life. I got someplace I can go and I don't have to pay for it when I need a healing, glory to God. And when I need to survive, hey, I can just get down and pray. Whenever it is, I need a lifting up. And he's there. And he'll lift you up in your spirit that'll carry your body into the fire. Praise God. Our God is an on-time God. Every time. But you want to holler out, well, brother, I'm alive too. I'm breathing too. But are you breathing free? Are you knowing that if you get cancer, if you get whatever, that you got somewhere to go where they might actually be healing? And not just waste money on a bunch of treatments, and you still get worse and die. Well, I got a place for you. It's called your knees, and you get down. Yes. Seek out the favor of God. Praise his name, because that's what it's about. Jesus. That's living, folks. That's living when you got, oh, glory. Hallelujah, made us preach a little bit. But that's living when you got somebody that's on your side that's so great. That he can pull your lost children in. That he can pull your grandchildren in. That he can get your wife or husband that won't go to church, into the church house, and see them get saved. Glory to God. And see, our God is mighty to save, and he's quick to forgive. Yes, praise God. And he gives us grace that will carry us on through. Hallelujah. And so many today, thank their living because they went to an altar and got down one time. That ain't living. Living is when God comes in and lives through you. Yes. That you got a praise on your lips, a song in your heart. Glory to God. That's living, folks. That when you get up in the morning, don't matter what kind of weather it is, you praise God. You woke me up. Now carry me through this day. Show me what to do. Carry me to somebody I can tell about you. Glory to God. Let me be a hope to someone else. That's living, folks. Not just going, well, I got to get up and go to work. I got to make a living for the family. I'm going, well, I hate going, but I'm going. Well, praise God, I used to go to work whistling and singing. Why? Because I had something to bring joy in me. I had that abundant life that was living inside me. Glory to God. See, Jesus don't just want to forgive you. He wants to come in and be part of you. He wants you to be the temple of God, the living place of God. You are the temple of God. Do you not know that? Hallelujah. And you won't even invite him in. Praise God. If the president come to your house, and you may not can stand him, but if he come to your house, you'd invite him in. Now, you know that. Praise God. Well, Jesus is knocking at your heart's door right now. If you've never known him, ain't no better time. You heard what he did for that woman with that lung cancer, that breast cancer, that metastatic, they call it, that goes inside, got in her lungs. She probably didn't have long to live. But see, she didn't trust the doctor on me. She got to praying and calling out for the saints. And they got down and got to holler to the people of God. Lord, move on her.
Lord God.
Thank you, Glory to God.
And lift up and thank God. Praise God. And he come through again. I come through there. All I was going to do was praise him and glorify him for what he done. And he done more than I even asked him for. I don't have to have blood pressure medicine no more. And my blood pressure, I check it every morning. And it's just running just as perfect as clockwork. It ain't done that since probably 90 or 91. First time I ever got on blood pressure medicine. Been on it all these years. And yet when you get in the Spirit of God, there ain't no telling what he'll do for you if you believe. Praise God. Tonight it's in us. If you've got Jesus, your healing's within you. Glory to God. Your happiness is within you. Your joy is within you. Praise God. Why? Because he's the giver of life. He don't want you just to have a normal everyday, well, I'm alive. I'm still breathing. God, woe is me. Everything's terrible, but I'm still here. Praise God. Everything's wonderful if you know Jesus. I'm not rich. I buy a long shot. I draw a fixed income. That income that I draw, that little bit, glory to God, carries me through, and it's in abundance. I don't lack nothing. I don't want for nothing. But praise God, I've got food. I've got clothes. I got a place to sleep. Glory to God. That's all I should ask for. Because glory to God, the Bible said with food and raiment, be therewith content. And I was. And because I was, he ought to heal me. Because that woman was pleased with God. And him on, she still got her healing, didn't she? Glory to God. He's a giver of the life that we're craving, that this country is desiring. And glory to God. They're so eat up with this me and my and what I need and what I want that they never asked him, Lord, what would you have me do? How would you have me be? Because that's what's happening today. That's where people are going wrong. That's
yes.
That's why they're leaving this world, glory to God, right and left. They don't choose Jesus. They won't accept Jesus. And in some of these countries where this goes, they don't want us to say Jesus. They don't want to hear that. But there's no man ever lived that done the
Amen.
No man. No, not Muhammad. Not no one. And I'm not knocking if they want to believe in Muhammad. That's them. But praise God, Jesus is the one we have to go through for salvation and life.
Amen.
Here's what it says. I'm going to start at verse 11 of chapter 5. Where I'm going to read that verse 11 and 12, maybe 13. It said, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. That life is in Jesus. Glory to God. You see, I say this all the time. We're going to live forever. But you better know where. Glory to God.
Right.
They say, well, I believe that when you die, you're just dead. You are dead. Christ dead. You're spiritually dead and your body's dead. But praise God, if you know Jesus tonight, that giver of life, that is the eternal life that abides in him, then glory to God. When this body dies, I'm not dying with it. I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
Praise God, because he paid my, not because I'm good, but because he was good. Not because of my righteousness, but because of his. And that's what people strayed from. They get away from the truth of the word. They go to all these newfangled Bibles. This and wrote it, that and wrote it, this and wrote it. But what about what God said? Ain't that what we need to live
Amen.
By? That, here's what he said in 12. Sister Betty read it. He that hath the Son hath life. And
yes.
He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. What's he telling you? That you can be going through this old ho-hum world. You can go, you may be a millionaire, but you're still not happy. Why? Because money can't make you happy. It's been proven
right.
over and over and over that rich people get divorces. Rich people's kids wind up in prison. Rich people's kids wind up with disease. A rich people wind up with cancer. Everything that can happen happens to the rich and the poor just alike. It don't matter
Amen.
What you've got. It matters who you've got. And if you've got Jesus, you've got a hold of life. You've got a hold of life that won't end. Friend, everybody, this body's going to die. I know that. But I'm not afraid of that. I'm not scared of it like some people. If they get a headache, they run to the doctor. Something's wrong. I must have a brain tumor. I've had a headache 3 days. Oh, something wrong. And we got sinus trouble. But they're always looking for some excuse why they're leaving the world. You ain't going nowhere till God calls you home. That's simple as that.
That's
and
right.
These things, verse 13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye
yes.
may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, if we believe in that name, and I'm talking about fully trusting, there's a whole lot of difference. Hey, sinners, you can ask them on the street, do you believe in Jesus? You believe he died? Yes, sure I believe. Are you saved? Well, no. Well, then you don't believe. See, believing takes action. To have faith, you got to do something with it. Faith is claiming you got faith. Is nothing. Satan knows he's real. Satan believes, but he's not saved. And you're the same condition. If you've never got down, kneel down, and cried out to him, with a broken heart, just crying out because you know why you need him. Yeah. You want that life. You want to feel like you ain't just got just a life like all these out here that's running the streets and shooting and killing, but you got a life that loves life. Somebody is helping you. Somebody's guiding you. Somebody's teaching you. Somebody's giving you wisdom when you lack wisdom. Somebody's giving you strength when you lack strength. Somebody's giving you courage to face the things that come on us. Glory to God. You can't see your way through it. But praise God, that giver of life. You got faith of knowing he's going to make your way through it. Praise God.
Yeah.
I told you, I got this eye put out, and that was the only good eye I had. They said I'd never see out of this one. But they didn't know the giver of life. He said, glory to God. He said, I come to give sight to the blind and open up this deaf ears.
God.
Praise God that they might see their need for God. They might hear the word and it pricked their heart and convict them that they might be saved. He wants you to have abundant life. He wants you to have eternal life. And you are going to live forever somewhere. But according to where you set your address up, praise God.
Amen. Come on.
Read verse 20 before I get out of this book right here. It says, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given to us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true.
Yeah.
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Jesus.
Amen.
He's not just the, oh, hallelujah, can you hear me now? He's not just the giver of life. He is eternal life. He can't.
Yes.
His physical body he was in while on this earth, it died. But what happened? They rolled that stone away. And that third day, that Easter morn, bright and early, he come walking out because death can't hold him. It holds us, and it'll keep you bound in death until you get the giver of life. Until you, we call it being set free. But see, I'm free from the law, the Bible says, the law of sin and of death. I'm freed from the law of death because the giver of eternal life resides in me. Hallelujah. It ain't me that does the preaching. It ain't me that does anything. I can pray for you, and you might get well of whatever's hindering you. I didn't do it. It's the one I'm praying to. It's the giver of life that comes and takes that away and heals you. And the Bible said, glory to God, that when you get healed, if you've committed sin, they're forgiving you. So if I had anything on me when he healed me the other day, he took that away from me. I'm no longer sick. I no longer got a strike against me if I had one because I asked him every day to forgive me. I asked him every day to let me please him in something. I want to do something, God, that will please you. That would be for you and you alone. I don't want to do it for myself. I want to do it for you, Lord. Why? Because I know what he's given me. What is he giving you? Are you, how about this? The ones that say, God ain't never done nothing for me, then don't you take that next breath. Because he give it to you. He He set this place in order. He put everything here for us and our benefit. All the beautiful trees, the birds, the flowers, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, all that God put here for you. That's how much he loves you. But you can't love him enough to accept life when it's offered. Glory to God. I thought about how many people there are in prison. They're in there alive without parole.
Amen.
They may say, well, I'm still alive.
Amen.
Yeah, but I got news for you. You'll never be free. You'll never be free till you accept Jesus Christ. He's got to free you from the bondage of your sins. He's got to free you from the bondage of your fears and your worries and your doubts and your complaints and your griping and your moaning and your groaning and all the things that we all naturally do, he can set you free from that. He can give you a life of rejoicing. He can give you a life of peace like you've never known because it's not a natural peace like you get here on earth. This is a peace that is forever. It's forever. It'll never end. We're going to one day, he's going to say, well done. If you've accepted him, and lived for him and been given that life, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter in, Lord, Lord. Come on in. I prepared a place for you. I died on the cross, but you was on my mind. I knew you needed it. I died because I loved you that way, and I want you to come in and be able to feel that love forever. I feel it right now, Lord, down in my soul. I know that this is real. I know that this is the peace that I long for. I search for it in the bottom of many bottles. I search for it in all kinds of drugs. I praise God. I got up here in these woods behind my mama's house one day, and I got down. And I got a hold of something that gave me exactly what I've been looking for at the bottom of the bottle, in the dope bag, in the pills. Praise God. I ain't never done none of that again, folks. I didn't go to rehab. Right. I went to God. He took that away and washed it out of me with his precious blood. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And he'll do it for you. You say, you don't know what all I've done. Friend, you don't know what all I did. You don't know how far I ran from it. You don't know how hard I ran from it. You don't know how I tried to hide from it. You don't know that when I did go to church, I'd hold on to the bench to keep him from pulling me up out of. But one day, I was starving for life because all I had was misery. All I had was garbage. My friend, I learned how great they were. I've been friends with them for 15, 16 years that we run together all the time. Went fishing, went hunting, went beer drinking, doping, open, going to parties and all that stuff. And when I told them, I got saved. I hadn't seen them no more. They don't call. They don't come around. They don't have nothing to do with me. Why? Because I'm going to talk about Jesus. And that convicts them.
Yeah.
And it carries
Lord.
Them up. And they have to realize that they're in need too. Glory to God. Well, friend, tonight I'll tell you something. Your life's in turmoil. You're in misery. Things don't ever go right. Then why don't you go to the giver of life? Why don't you ask him, come into my life. Come into me. I want to feel what he's feeling. I want to have a smile on my face when the whole world seems to be turned upside down around me. And I can still smile. And I can say, devil, you know what? You can bring all this junk on me. But I got news for you. It ain't my battle, it's the Lord's. He took me in as his child, and he fights my battles, and he ain't never lost one yet. He'll start with this one. And praise God, that's how we walk each day. And Sister Betty moved the other day and thinks she broke a rib, and she's been having a lot of problems with her rib and a hiatal hernia in her. But praise God, we're still on the broadcast, ain't we? It didn't stop her, did it? No, why?
Amen.
No, we got one who gives us that strength to go on. We got one that we know will be there. We don't have to worry. Hallelujah. You got friends and you got kinfolk that as soon as you get down and out, as soon as things go bad wrong, they disappear. And you know what? People will start shunning you because your child done something wrong, got in prison. And you're asking prayer.
Come on.
They don't want to pray for them that's in the prison. But praise God, I know some of them was in prison in the Bible, named Paul and Silas. I got thrown in the Roman jail at home about midnight. And they didn't cry and weep and moan like all of us would. They got to singing songs and praise God.
Hallelujah.
And guess what happened? The chains they was bound with just fell off. The door of Roman jail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because our God has set you free tonight. It don't matter what you're bound with. I'm telling you right now, no matter how hard that dope's got a hold of you, no matter how hard that bottle's got a hold of you, no matter how strong pornography, whatever it is that's got you wrapped up and twisted around so you don't know what you're doing, you can be set free this very night.
Right. Amen.
Is calling out and saying, look, what a mess you've made.
Amen.
Out of the life I gave you. But I want to give you a new life. I want to give you a new start. Glory to God.
Yes.
And just like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, them that's been baptized into Christ, glory to God, they're a brand new creature.
Amen.
Behold, all
praise the Lord.
Is that what you need in your life? Are you tired of it yet? Are you tired of being a prey? that the devil is constantly trying to eat you up and destroy your life. Well, Jesus is the answer. Friend, if you'll just be smart enough to call out on him tonight, the Bible says you can be set free. And I believe if he sets you free, you're free indeed. Hallelujah. Because this is what it says. John 3:16, y'all know this one. But it's the truth. Think about what it really means. For God so loved the world, and that means us, that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever. You understand that? That covers black, white, yellow, red, polka dot, purple, green, yellow. Don't matter what the skin color is. Don't matter where you're from. Praise God. It said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. You mean we won't die? We're not going to get sick? We're not going to get cancer? You might. You might leave here with it. But praise God, my daddy died with cancer. My wife died with cancer. But praise God, the next time their eyes opened, there was no cancer. There was no disease. It'll not be found in the place that he's created for us. He went and prepared it. But we've got to accept the life that he died to give. Think about this. Glory to God. Jesus Christ died to give you life. He wanted you to have life that much.
Amen.
That he was willing to die. And God loved you enough that he was willing to send Jesus.
Amen.
To pay for what you did wrong. That's what got me. That's what brought me in. Was that verse right there. Because I sat and thought, you know how you get the Lord get to dealing with you on stuff. And I sat and thought about that, And I said, Lord, why? Why would you love me that much, as evil as I've been? The things I've done, the people I've hurt, the people I've wronged, all the things I've done, why would you love me that much? Why would you send Jesus? Because I did wrong. And it goes back to that one thing. He so loved the world. Me and you, as lowly and as bad as we are, he loved us that much. He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Glory to God. You see, that saving grace of God is that new life. That's the eternal part.
Amen.
When he comes in, it says we're sealed by his spirit unto the day of redemption. That's the day that we're in his presence. Glory to God. But do you understand that a seal that he puts on, you're the only thing in the entire world that can break that seal. Because
Amen.
There's been people that have been saved, sanctified with his spirit, and still threw it down because something in the world drug them back out. They didn't want the life he'd given. They wanted that life, but they wanted something else more. And people, that's not how to get life, that's how to lose it. That's like sucking on a gun barrel, pulling the trigger. You just got one bullet in it, taking your chances over and over. Sooner or later, you hit the bullet. And that's what people are doing today. They're taking that gun, and they're sucking on the barrel and snapping the trigger. You just got one bullet in it, my chances are good. Boom. And you're out of here.
Amen.
Without Jesus, you have no life. Without Jesus, I had a T-shirt. I wore it everywhere I went for a long time. And it said this on it. Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. And that is the facts of God. If you want eternal life, you must be born again. You must come to him and humble yourself down and speak to him just like I'm talking and tell him how you need him, how you want him to come into your life and bring the life that you couldn't get on your own, to give you the freedom that you couldn't break free of the things that had you tied down, to give you hope when there seemeth to be no hope, to make a way when there seems to be no way, to give you strength when yours has failed, to give you wisdom when you're not that smart like me. I never was that smart. But praise God, he gave me wisdom to understand his word. He gave me wisdom to follow his word. He gave me the wisdom to live his word. And that's where it's at. Friend, if you love Jesus, when you go to church, you're not sitting there like a lump of clay. What's in your heart? The Bible said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. How can you go there with Jesus in your heart and not be praising God and getting up and shouting the victory? Because it's yours. You want it. You've got life. Glory to God. Don't
Amen.
Go back into it. And I want to read this over here. It comes out of the book of John. It comes out of the 10th chapter. And I'm going to start at verse 7 and read down through 10. It said, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But my
Amen.
Sheep did not hear them. I don't listen to the devil. I don't listen to the government commands. You can't go to church because I went anyway. You can't get out and do funerals and stuff. I did them anyway. I knew someone died ago, but I went. Guess what? I didn't get it. Why? Because Jesus was with me. The giver of life protects me, shields me, covers me,
grants
me. Glory to God. I stand in the presence of God all the time because he stands in me. He lives in me. And friend, he wants to live in me. He wants to give you newness of life. You understand? Not that same old mess we had, but newness of life. He's the good shepherd.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said, I
Thank
am the door.
You.
By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He said, the thief, which is the devil, cometh not
Amen.
But for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life. And
yes, hallelujah.
Might have it more abundantly. What was
yes.
I telling you he wanted to give you? He wants to give you an abundant life. Not one where we just live and we do the best we can and we stick money back for a retirement. We get to go on a little vacation maybe every now and then or whatever, and we think we're just doing so good. I got a pretty new car. We got a pretty fair little house. All these things that I've worked for. I've achieved this. And friend, it can't none of it go with you when you die.
Amen.
The only
Amen.
Thing that can is eternal life given by Jesus Christ and him alone. There's no other way. There's no other path. Everything has been chosen by the Father, and it's to be glorified, the Son, in him. Glory. Everything about it is Jesus. Think about this. He said,
Amen.
In the Son is that eternal life. In the Son
Amen.
Is the glory of God. In the Son, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father, because the Father's in me, and I'm in the Father. Well, praise God, Jesus is in me. So he's been the Father, has made their abode with me. Friend, he wants to move in your house and make
Amen.
You a temple of God. But will you let him? Will you choose life? Or are you going to be like these that choose death every day? I heard it today. They was talking to some of the gang members in Chicago. In one of the news, they were talking to them. And why don't you get out of this? It's I choose this. Said, we get out here, said, we in a gang, where we're in this gang, they're in that gang. If they're on our corner, we shoot them. If they come around our neck, we shoot them. If we go in there, they'll shoot us. But that's how we live. That's death.
Uh-huh.
That's somebody that's craving death, that they tote a gun all the time and see somebody wasn't wearing the same color bandana, they just go to shooting and killing people.
Amen.
They're craving death themselves. People, I crave life. And I crave it for all them kids that get shot in Chicago. And the government won't do one thing about it. All these years they've been doing it. Claim they love them. Claim you the ones we're fighting for. But they ain't done a thing to stop it. They could get in there and really put a force in there, and they could stop every bit of that, but they ain't done it. Why? Because they don't matter. They don't matter. I want somebody I matter to. I want somebody that just like you said, he so loved me, and he was willing to send his only son to die in my place for my sins, for the grievances I had done against God. And I got forgiveness. I got the grace of God that comes over me, and I've got healing when I need healing. Glory to God. I got just what I need, and it's just when I need it. He's an on time, every time, all
yeah.
the time God. Why would you
Amen.
Not want that? Why would you
Amen.
Not want free Chicago from the gangs you're in? They see murder every weekend, 20, 30 killed, this, that, so many shot and wounded. Is that the life you choose for your kids? Is that the life you choose for your neighborhood or your church? You're this, you're that. Your kids, I'm telling you, they don't deserve growing up in that. They haven't done
Amen.
Nothing wrong. They're just children, and yet they don't nobody protect them. Ain't nobody doing nothing for them. But Jesus did. He died that they don't have to go through that. They don't have to live like that no longer. Heaven don't have no sickness. Heaven don't have no sorrow. Heaven don't have broken hearts. Heaven don't have people that hurt your feelings. And heaven don't have
Amen.
People that shoot you because you don't look like them. You're not the right color. You're not the right nationality. You're not this. You're not that. We all right with God. He died, hallelujah, on the cross of Calvary. And I could have life, and I could have abundant life. And he did it for you, too. No matter if you're in a gang, no matter if you're soul tied up in dope, like I got a nephew, or his great nephew actually, my niece's boy, that's in prison right now because of them. In there scared to death. They threatening to do this and that to it. One hit him across the head the other day, two or three times with a broom handle, big knots on him, black eye and all that, because he wouldn't do something they wanted. They going to order him. That's not life, folks. That's when you run after the wrong one. You've run after Satan, and you had to pay the price. But Jesus paid the price for our sins. And glory to God. I thought about what it says over here, chapter 6 of Romans. And I'm going to start the verse and read down through it. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How
Amen.
We're dead
Amen.
To sin. How can we live any longer therein? Because when
Amen.
We come to know Jesus, the sin went out. And you can't live in sin any longer. You see what I'm saying? It said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Why are we? You mean we're baptized into death? Yes. Your
Amen.
Sins are destroyed. The wrong you've done is killed, and you're that brand new creature I was talking about. You can't live
Amen.
To sin any longer because Christ lives inside us. And you've got
That's
that
right.
new life, great life, that, a life that is so rich and so pure and so good. And believe it or not, we can live holy because he is holy that lives in us. And he
Amen.
Said in the word, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Well, praise God.
Yes.
And you can't live without sin. We sin every day, but it's because they sin in your heart. That's what comes out of you. Because when
Amen.
The sin comes
Amen.
In your heart and Jesus comes in, praise God, you go to living then. And it's living a life that's worthy to be called a righteous man in the eyes of God. One that wants to please him first and me second. Because that's what a Christian does. I don't want to be a slave to nobody. You're a slave to Satan if you're doing his will while you're on this earth.
Amen. Come on.
It says this. It says, we are buried with him by baptism in the dead. Not like as Christ was raised, so from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so we also should walk in newness of what? Life. A newness of life. That's what he's seeking for me and you. Glory to God. The same old thing don't work no more. We know Jesus
Amen.
Now. The sin's been taken away. Glory to God. He said, I'll take the stony heart out and put in a heart of flesh. I've had a heart transplant, but they ain't a scar on me. Hallelujah. But I had a heart
Amen.
Transplant. But God's the one that done it. He took that stony heart out that couldn't feel nothing,
yes.
that couldn't enjoy nothing, that couldn't revel itself in the glory of God. And he put that heart of flesh in. It's the fleshly heart that Jesus comes to live in. A friend, glory to God. You not understand, newness of life means something that you never had. It's a different walk. It's a different talk. It's a
Amen.
Different thought process. It's
Amen.
One that you get down before you do anything, and you pray about it to see if it's God's will. Praise God. Hallelujah. And people in the churches, today, they go to church. They're in the church. They pay their tithes. They may give a little offering. But praise God, have you given you? See, God don't need your money. He
Amen.
May heal the whole world. He don't need your
Amen.
Money. He give it to you where you can show your honor to him and give your tithes in, where his storehouse will be full, where the church can help
Amen.
People that's less fortunate than you, where they can have stuff that they can deal out to help other people come to know Jesus, where they can give it to the ones that goes overseas and preach in the foreign
Amen.
Countries. Hallelujah. They support them. That's what your money goes for. And once you give it, I got to say this because I know some been in church when the fights broke out. They say, if I'm going to give my money, I'm going to have some say in how it's spent. Well, praise God. If I give you money, I also can't tell you how to spend it because I give it
Amen.
To you. If I give it to God, it's no longer mine. I have no say-so over it. It's God's. Now, how about you when you give yourself to God? How come you still want to be the boss?
Come on.
One don't work without the other, does it? When you give yourself to God in the fullness of coming in to the holiness of God, and that veil of the temple, remember, was rent in twain from top to bottom, giving us access into the Holy of Holies, coming into the presence of God himself.
Amen.
He can put life in us, and no one can take it from you. The government can't tax it away from you. They can't put regulations on you to keep you from getting it. Or they want it gone. They want the name of Jesus not to be spoken anymore. But if it's not for that name, you can't be saved. If not for that name, you'll never find eternal life. He's in him. His eternal life. It's not by nothing else. It's not by man. It's not by living good. It's not by helping the poor. Glory to God. That's just the works that he does through us because we obey. Glory to God. It's not the things you can get. Because the things you can get are blessings
Amen.
From God for obeying him and living for him and walking upright before your fellow men. And they can see the light of God shine forth in you. That they and fall down and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's not about James Miles. And it's not about you. It's about
Amen.
Jesus.
It's Come on.
All of us. At Calvary, it's about the life that he died to give you. He shed his precious blood that yours don't have to be shed. Glory to God. Do you not understand that yet? Is it beyond your understanding? Have you got one of them new Bibles where they've rewritten everything, took verses out, changed the wording, and now you can't understand it because the Spirit can't give you understanding. It's something that man wrote. But the Spirit of God gives us understanding and wisdom to the word of Almighty God, to his will in our lives, his will in how we present ourselves to others. And glory to God. If you can't follow that, you can't walk in newness of life.
Amen.
I've heard the preachers get up and preach in church. Right up above this church, I can point out the window and show it to you. Right up here. And he preached one time and said, well, I make mistakes every week. And I ask God, but see, I'm sealed up in his spirit. And he forgives me when I make mistakes. And I make mistakes every week. All the time I make mistakes. Praise God. Let me tell you something, preacher. If you do keep going and doing them same mistakes, they ain't mistakes. That's a choice you made to do that. And God's going to quit that forgiveness. He's
Amen.
A loving God. He'll forgive you. But if you choose to do it over and over, or just a mistake, oops, here I go again. Oops, here I go. I've done it again. Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
I'm
going to
tell you something. You keep trying the patience of God. And that seal he put on you will break, and you'll be naked. Satan will tear you apart. He'll eat you
Amen.
Up. Because he said, I read it. All he does is go around seeing who he can steal away from God, who he can kill. He wants to kill you spiritually. He wants you to die spiritually. He don't want you to live to God. He wants you to live to him. He wants you to go to the pit with him and burn forever and be there where he can laugh at you, how stupid you was. I knew God. I knew what I was using when I come against him in heaven, but he threw me out. And I come down here to trap your soul and bring you to hell with me. Ah, and you fell for it. That's what making
Mom.
A mistake every day does in your life. That's what, when you get excused in sin, like this one up here was doing, and I don't know the man that well. I ain't saying he's a rank sinner. Nothing like, don't get me wrong. I'm saying what he said was wrong. You can't make the same mistakes over and over. And there's not a so many mistakes can you make that you keep making mistakes every week and have to go back to the throne of mercy. He said, come around. Get away from them dead works of coming back to repentance again and again. Start living right before God. Start walking in that newness of life. Start living it. When you go to church, don't go there just to be in church. Go there to be the church, to be the temple of God that he desires for us to be. Be where he can move in you. You say, well, I never got up and danced in the spirit. Let go of the bench. Get up. Stand up.
Amen. Come on, brother.
And praise God. Just bow your head quietly if you don't want to say it out. But go to praising him, giving him glory for what he's
Amen.
Done, for the life that he's truly given you, for what he died to give you, for the blood that he shed for your soul. You start that, friend. I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe in all that shouting. You will. Because when you get to glorifying God, the glory of God comes out of you. And he will bless
yes.
you so good that when you get up and get the Holy Ghost moving and you get to shouting in the spirit, or just get up and get
yes.
to praising God, you wind up bouncing up and down and feeling better than you've ever felt. And you just can't explain it to people. It's just the most glorious feeling in the world when the Holy Ghost moves on you. And moves
Hallelujah.
Through. You know that he lives in you. That's why you can have the smile on your face. That's why you don't have
yeah.
to make mistakes every day. That's why you don't have to go back at dead works and ask him repentance over and over and over to God, because he gets tired of that too. That's like somebody come and steal something from you, come and ask you to forgive them, and you say, okay, I'm forgiving you, and you go get a new one, and then the next week they come steal it again. When you catch them, they go, please forgive me. I don't know why I don't forgive you. You know what? About two or three times, calling the law. They stealing from me, put them in jail. Because what do you think God's going to do? He's going to say, you're stealing from me. I give you that lie. You threw it back in my face. Claimed you was making mistakes all the time. Claimed that the Spirit don't move on me like it does on them others. The Spirit wills, but you got to be with him. God ain't
Amen.
Got to beat into submission. It says glory to God. The Bible says this, submit yourselves to God. And the next verse says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But see, that submission
yeah.
comes first. You think the mistakes you're making, you can't help it, right? It's just, brother, I can't help it. I just slipped up. I just made a mistake. Well, if you get down and repent of the mistake, God will forgive you. But you know better than to do that anymore. You won't go to that place anymore. You won't touch that thing anymore. You don't touch the unclean thing. If it caused you to sin, you don't
Amen.
Lay your hand to it anymore. You don't put your mind on it no more. You don't
Mom.
Let it come out of your mouth anymore. Praise God. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Our God is a jealous God. When you're trying to say, I have Jesus and still serving the devil, you lied on him. And you're just lying.
Amen. Come on.
We have to give him to God. We have to let it go and let him have it all. He can't take part of you and make something out of you. He has to have your all, your everything. You've got to use the faith. He said the measure of faith is given to all men. Hallelujah. Everybody has got a measure of faith. But it's what you do with it that's going to tell your soul where your soul is going to spend forever. You're either going to eternal life, you're going into eternal debt and damnation and separate, glory to God, from the hope that lies in Jesus Christ, the hope that lies in our God, the one that loved you so much that he sent his son to bleed, suffer, and die in pure agony to take your sins away. And you
Amen.
Still want to go to work and holler, well, I don't get moved on like that. I can tell you why. Sin in the counts.
Amen. Come on.
That you don't need in your life, that you are not man or woman, boy or girl enough to get rid of it. Something that you're afraid somebody at work will pop off about you and go to putting you down. So what? They put down Jesus? He said,
yes, they did.
If they called him Beelzebub, why are they going to call us? Every name under the sun. But it don't matter.
Amen.
Because I got news for you. When this eye was put out, the first time I was alone, my wife said, I got to go get some groceries. Mother and them had just come back to Alabama, and she run to Walmart. While she's gone, I put a song on, and it got to me so strong, I fell down beside the bed. And I went to pray. I said, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't drive. I can't see to work. I won't be fit for nothing. I can't even hardly see to walk through the house. And God spoke to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Said, you're in my hands now, son. When he said the word, son, I broke loose to shouting like I'd never shouted.
Praise the Lord.
I shouted all over the place. I didn't run over nothing. I couldn't see. But I shouted. And when she got home, I was still shouting. I don't know how long she was going to the grocery store, but with her, it used an hour and a half or so. So she was gone a while, but I was still shouting. You don't know what joy that puts in your soul when God calls you son or daughter, my child.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you know that he loves you that much. He's adopted you. He's brought you into a royal family. You're part of a royal priesthood to serve God in the way that he chooses. And to holler, I'm not good enough, you make God a liar. Because he said, if you will confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse
yes.
us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
He wants to clean you up and make you whole and give you new life and give you life that's so much more abundant than you've ever known. And it's like you might be right now fighting an awfully struggling world. They might have told you you ain't got but a short time to live. Well, I'm sure they was thinking that same thing about that lady that Sister Betty read her testimony. I'm sure them doctors all thought she's not going to be with us long. But see, God showed them when I give them newness of life, that life
Amen.
I say come on. Not to you doctors say it. Not to the people around you says it. Not to the ones that hate you that say it. But till I say so. And I wanted,
yes.
I just wanted the people to know he worked a miracle in me. I don't take blood pressure medicine no more.
Praise the Lord.
Why?
Amen.
Because of that newness of life. It's different from what you've got without Jesus. This is life where there's somebody that's guarding that life. Somebody's protecting that life. Somebody's shielding that life from all the things of darkness. The whole enemy goes around roaring. He's just tearing at people all the time. Trying to kill them, to kill their spirit, to steal them away from God, for glory to destroy their faith. But praise God. But God's there too, folks. And he's bigger than the devil. The devil can't make you do nothing. You have to allow
right.
him to do anything.
Amen.
You don't understand, brother, what he puts me through. I guarantee Jesus can tell you all about it. They beat till the meat was coming off his back. They beat him. They said his face was marred where you couldn't recognize him. They beat him. They took him to the cross and nailed one hand over here. And they had to pull him and stretch him. Probably pulled his shoulders out of place of putting it far enough to nail the other end. Then they hung him up and put a big spike through his feet. He didn't have, like most of them, have a little platform. But he was pushing up on spike that's in his feet to push up and get a breath. That's how he died. He died that miserable a death for you and for me. Please, make something out of the life that God gives you. Eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. Don't go through this world hoping I make it in. I've asked many a Christian. I said, well, if you died today, would you go to heaven? I hope so. Baby, you better know so. You better have
that's
God
right.
in such a way that life that's in you, you know nothing. Cancer, leukemia, life away from you. It can only kill this body here. But the Bible already said, no flesh and blood will enter in the kingdom of heaven. I'm going in the spiritual form. I'm going to be put in a brand new body. This body's not made by hands. It's eternal in the heavens. And that's where I'm going to get it. And hallelujah, God, you can too. And ain't nothing can stop you. Nobody, no amount of people, no amount of strength, not the mightiest army, not all that Satan can do can keep you away from God. The only thing is you. The only one you'll ever be able to blame will be you.
Amen.
Don't let you keep you from that new life. Jesus loves you. Ain't it kind to love
yeah.
him back? And tonight I just praise God for this. This meant a lot to me, just to preach this tonight. And there's so much more you can say. There's all the time in the world wouldn't be enough to talk about the life that Jesus gives.
Amen.
Because, friend, I want to go to that place where there's
yes.
no funeral home, nobody dies. There's no hospitals or doctors because nobody gets sick. There's no hunger because he'll feed us. There's no anything that can hinder us, harm us, get in our way, stop us from enjoying everything because he's going to be the giver of the life that we're living. And he is
Amen.
Right now if you have him in your life. But if you don't, just get down wherever you are and say, Lord, I want that newness of life. I want you in me like we spoke of tonight. Sister Betty, I'm going to let it in there for right now, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. But I just say,
praise the Lord.
God bless you. I love you all, and hope God moves in you so strong. If you don't know him, that you can't resist the pull he puts on you. And if you do know him, that you actually submit to him, let him use you like he will. And do it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Now I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Thank you, Brother Miles, for coming on and obeying the Lord. That was a good word. We're going to have Brother Billy come on here in just a minute. We're going to have Tim to come on and sing a couple songs. Then we'll have Billy to come on and obey the Lord.
Amen.
Just worship the Lord with us.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution stopped a man. They took prayer out of school. And all is filled our land. They ordered the commandments removed from their side. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? Anybody tell me I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, his way true. I'm not going where I truly go. I'm for Jesus with all my mind. And anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange, me being the way I've been. Different from this world, out of step, oh how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. The one question I want to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, He's the way, He's the truth. I'm not knowing where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
Praise the Lord. Brother Billy, go ahead and obey the Lord.
First, you know, I'd like to give the Lord all the praises for everything, you know. Well, for him, I couldn't do nothing. None of us could. You know, we have to put him first in our life. And like the brother said a while ago, some of them, they won't put Jesus second, you know, but that ain't going to work with him. That's not pleasing to God. That's not what he said to do. And, you know, we're talking about having life here, you know. Say, I got here. Our Lord have mercy, help me, my eyes are going. We're talking about life, you know, there's life in Jesus Christ, amen. And without the life that was in him, there would be no life, you know. And but, you know, we got to look around and see with our spiritual eye and look exactly what the Lord has done for us and what he's going to do. And hey, I got it John 5 and 12. My brother's done read it, but I'll read it again because that's what the message is based upon. Praise the Lord. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had no life. And these things have I written unto you that believeth on the name of the Son of God, that you know, may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You know, we got to believe in the Son of God. And, you know, that's when I lived a little bit in the old world when I was doing everything to get find peace in this world. But, you know, when I come to the Lord Jesus Christ, it become like a brand new world, and I couldn't read to save my life. But when I started looking at the Bible, I couldn't even read me one when I got right. I know that I had to get me one, and I had two of them, one at home and one on the dash of my truck, and then I had one at work, praise God. I couldn't hardly read them all, praise God. I couldn't hardly read. And then I did read a scripture that says, you have not knowledge and wisdom because you have not asked. And I thought, well, God, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I just turned my machine off and it stood over in my cabinet. I had a big cabinet that I tools thing in. I just put my hands up there on that Bible, and I asked the Lord, say, Lord, give me more knowledge and wisdom. I want to read your word, praise God. And you know what? From that minute on, I started reading and reading. I didn't do it all at one time, but I'm still learning. But you know, I say this, but you can't learn it all in one day. He said, I'll give you life. You got a lifetime to learn this. You got a lifetime down here on earth to learn how to do this so we can make it to heaven and so we can, and do what the Lord said to do. And the people, like Brother said, James said there, they changed the Bible to where the stats satisfy there, but they can understand it, but there's not no spirit there. So therefore, that ain't no good, praise God, because you can't read this anything and get the Holy Ghost spirit out of it. And I tell you what, if they would try the King James Version for just one time and look at it and let that word apply to their heart, praise God, he'll do something to them. They'll throw that other Bible away because they'll know that something touched their heart, praise God. Something touched their heart that they're going to be wanting to get more of it. They'll have a brand new life, praise God. And they won't have to just, just wander in this earth and just wander in this. But we got to hold on to everything. That I'm going to turn over here to St. John. St. John, I'm trying to get down there a little bit, but I'll start at number one. St. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I was trying to get to this verse here, number 4. It said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So there's talk right there, if you understand that. They was in darkness, and they can't comprehend the Word of God. They can't understand what the Word of God says. They can't do nothing with it. They can't comprehend it because they're in darkness. The only way you're going to get out of darkness is number 5. It said, he and the light shineth in darkness. Praise God. And the darkness comprehends it not. Praise God. So if you want to get out of darkness, and if you want to live a different life and live it more abundantly, praise God, live it worry-free, praise God. Don't worry about everything because he said, I got you covered, praise God. All you got to do is believe in me and ask anything. In my name and the Father, do it, but we got to ask it, not wavering, praise God. We can't just say, hey, we can't just waver when we're asking God for something because it's falling on deaf ears because he said, ask nothing and wavering, and I'll give it to you. Ask it in my son's name, and I'll give it to you. But if you want life today, I'm talking about real joy life, even though your bills come in and you can't do nothing about it. And I'm going through a little bit of that, and I've been bedridden for over a month now, but praise God, my foot's are healing, and one day I'm waiting on that day to come where I can be getting back in church and everything, praise God, because they won't let me drive. They won't let do nothing, but I'm going to try my best, and y'all pray for me to. This Sunday is going to be the Sunday, praise God. But I'm turning over here to Ezekiel 10:6. It's a very familiar scripture. And if anybody has read the Bible, they'll know what I'm talking about here. And it says, and when I passed by thee and saw thee puddling in thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. He said, live. He gave us life. And you could be sitting there and be bleeding and everything. It really works. Somebody at work one time, they was trying to tell me that didn't work. And I said, oh, yes, it did. And I seen this China, that guy from North Korea, he was got hung in the machine and he cut his fingers, two of them, all the way off, and the blood was just pouring. So I grabbed a towel and I went over, and when I put it on his hand, I was quoting this, Lord. He's in his blood drowning, Lord. You see him, Lord. Let him live, Lord. And I guarantee you that blood was just a gushing out, but when I prayed for it, the blood stopped. And some of them standing there and looked, how did you do that? I said, I didn't. The Lord did that. He said, when you're drowning and puddling in your blood, he said, live. Praise God, but nobody wants to quote that. But, you know, we got to keep on living. There's many scriptures in here on life, you know. But that's what he come for, to give us life and life more abundant. And he said, in him was the life and the light. And if we believe, Lord, he'd come on out of darkness. And he said, partake of me. Taste of me and see if it ain't good, praise God. It may be bitter to you. It may be bitter to your stomach, but it's good for your soul, praise God. But that's a lot of people don't understand God because they don't really want to. Some of us don't want that. They want that new Bible so it won't. The Spirit will not convict them on some things. Praise God. They say what we don't know. We can't be held accountable. That's what they say. But one day you're going to be held accountable. Praise God. One day there's going to be a reckoning day. Praise God. But right here now on earth, to the Lord Jesus Christ, he's come to say, "Hey, live, live." He said, "I didn't come to." That you die, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. And so we got to hold on to that right now and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, every day we go through something every day, but, hey, that's going to make us stronger. That's not going to make us weaker. But we're going to have to hold on, praise God, and we got to endure to the end. And he said, "Damn, in the end we'll be saved." But you know them that you know. But you know some of them just don't want to believe that. Somebody wants to believe what they want to believe. He said they'll believe a lie and be damned. Praise God! But well, how long will they live? How long will they live without the Lord Jesus Christ? How many? Man, it hurts somebody. Somebody just take off and leave. They've got the Holy Ghost and. It'd be like that song I sang sometime about Judas. He knew Jesus. He knew he seen the healing. He knowed what he was supposed to do, but when he stood before that hanging tree, he didn't know that all he had to do is ask. Ask, and he would have saved his troubled soul.
Amen.
And that's what a lot of them are doing today. But if you don't know how to ask nobody, if you don't know how to ask God, you don't have to look. Say big long prayers, praise God. All you got to do is get in there, get on your knees and say, "Look, Father," talk to him like you do your brother, or your sister, or your mama, or your boss man, or your daddy. Look, praise God. That's all he wants to hear. That's all he wants to hear, just a plain, simple word. Forgive me, Father. And I guarantee you, when you say them words, praise God, he'll give you life eternal. And you don't have to go back home and turn to the bottle again. You don't have to go back home and worry about the neighbors hollering at you again. But, you know, we got to hold on to that everlasting life because there is life. There's even life after death. I'm going to go Matthew 5 and 14. Praise the Lord. You know, we got to hold on to Jesus if we want to make it. We got loved ones and friends. And we got to hold on to everything that we got in the Lord. So without the Lord, you know, we'd be being most miserable. I'm trying to find it here. I'll be there just a minute. Okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing there. He said that on 13, it says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savory, where it is, this good for nothing, but to be cast out." And to the trouble, let's say, trod under the feet of men. And then as number 14 said, you are the light of the world, a city that is on high cannot be hidden. And you know, neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. You know, we got to be the light of the world. That's what I'm trying to get to. If you got the love of Jesus Christ in your heart, and you got the love of Jesus, and you say, I claim the blood, I've got eternal life, and you should be wanting everybody that you come in contact with to do the same thing, you know. You want them to see the Bible in you, because, like I said earlier, and Brother James said, some of them do the other Bible, and they don't even know what it's about. But, you know, I'd like for them to look and see Jesus in us. And we are the Bible that some of them cannot read, but they can look on your life and what you're doing, praise God. And
amen.
That's what we got to be doing. We made in his image. We got to reflect him, praise God. And we got to let people know that in the image of God we was made, praise God. But we're made in his likeness. He created us from the dust of the earth, and his breath made us a living soul, praise God, that we could belong to him. And we born into this sinful world, but that don't mean we have to stay there. You know, some of them say, well, I was born this way, but my family didn't go to church. My great-grandpa and grandpa and grandma, they didn't go. But, you know, that's just a family curse. That's all that is. Somebody has got to break the family curse and get in there with the Lord, praise God, and hold on to his unchanging hand, praise God. And if you want to live, praise God, I urge you right now, if you want to live, don't take my word for it, praise God. Just kneel down or just go ahead and talk to Jesus right where you at, and be sincere in your heart, and let your heart and your mind come together, praise God. Don't doubt it, Noah. Don't look to the left or to the right. If you're ashamed of what somebody might say if they see you praying, well, get in the closet. Get away from them people. Get away from them people, and I guarantee you when you say that word, Lord, forgive me, you'll feel a whole lot different. You can feel like a whole lot different. And praise God, you'll feel like a burden has been lifted off of you. And you can go home, and if a dog tries to bark you, well, bite you again, well, you just ignore him and he'll leave you alone. Because the Lord said he'll calm everything around you. And but you know, if you can go home, and if your wife don't go to church, well, praise God, if she wears up, you know, you got to let your light shine in you. You can't do the things you did before to her. You don't want to. You want Jesus to shine so he'll get into her heart. And praise God, and that's what we got to do. We got to let our life light shine in this world, because there ain't too many people that's doing it, praise God. There ain't nobody doing it. They would rather backslide and live in darkness and then to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, some people just, they want to hold on to everything.
Yep.
But let me tell you, one day that they're going to see the light has went out. And they know, like one time I tell you that it was real hot in the summer a couple of years ago, and lights went out. And I tell you, we couldn't even, I thought we had candles. I thought we had lamps with kerosene in them, but the kerosene run out, dried up or something. I couldn't find a candle one. Praise God. We had to sit in the darkness. And I told my kids, as you see this, that you won't be in darkness anymore. And you know what? When the lights come back on, we can see clearly what's going on, praise God.
That's right.
The way the Lord is in your life. When you get rid of that sin, he'll turn the lights on so you can see his wonderful work. You can see what was done in your life. You can see what God has made this world for. Then you'll understand, like Brother James said, why Jesus died upon the cross for us. Then you'll understand that, well, why did someone be so crazy to send his only begotten son to this earth. He did it out of love, praise God.
That's
he
right.
did it because he cared for you and me. He did it that we could have life more abundantly, you know. But, you know, some of them, they love this world better than they love the light of God, you know. But I'm going to tell you something, that one day they're going to see that the lights are going out, and they're going to be like the 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish, and they didn't know how to get no oil to go in their lamp. But I guarantee you that the five wise, you know, they was prepared because they know the prophecy, and they know what was said down through the generation. But, you know, some of them just play around. That's what they're doing now, playing around in church. Then when something tragically happened, they want everybody, oh, pray for them. I know you can get a prayer, too. I call somebody else. I know you can get a prayer, too. But why can't they get a prayer, too? Have they lost their first love? And if you ever lose that first love, it's hard to get it back, praise God. It's just hard to get it back, but he still loves it. And he will, as long as we confess our sins to him and ask forgiveness, he still would forgive us, praise God. But if you fall and stumble, like I know some of them, that they want to just keep staying there in the hog pen. They don't want to get up no more. They don't want to, well, Lord, I tried God this way, and I tried this, and the Lord ain't done nothing but letting me down. Well, what did you ask him for? Did you already have a brand new car and ask him for another that you can't even afford gas for one? He said he'll supply our needs, not our wants, praise God. And that's what the Lord come to do. He showed us a way. Yes, a man could take a lot. A man can take a lot more than we know. If they put you in a dungeon and tell you to shut up or we're going to cut your head off. Well, they was one that couldn't shut up, but they cut his head off, and that was just a short trip to glory, praise God.
Yes.
But he still intercedes. He still preached the word. He still gave the king the word, praise God. Even though they threatened to take his life, which they did, even though it did, it got on their nerves, praise God, and it got on their toes, and it convicted their heart, praise God. And so they thought, well, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, but still, hey, they thought Jesus was John the Baptist when he come back. Didn't we not cut his head off? Praise God. And that's what it is. When one goes out of the way, he'll rear another to take his place, praise God. And that's what Jesus did. They come and took the Holy Ghost. They come and took our Lord Jesus Christ away from us, which that was the prophecy anyway. And even we know it, and Mother Martha knowed about it, and Mother Mary, I mean, knows about it. And she was all right with it. Yeah, it broke her heart. It broke her heart bad. But listen, but when it come right down to it, they can't. He said, I'll leave you. He said, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you will be also.
Amen.
In my Father's house, he said, there are many mansions. Oh, man. Man, if I don't turn you upside down and look, you know, but he said, there are many mansions. And he said, I'll go to prepare a place. He said, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will leave you the Holy Ghost and will teach you of all things. That means when he was gone, that nobody had, there wasn't no excuse for stop learning.
Amen.
I know some of them, you know, when the pastor or preacher died, they said, well, that's it. We had the best one in the world. But no, Jesus Christ was the best one in the world.
Yes,
and he didn't say stop whenever he was crucified. He told his 12, he told his 11 disciples, he said, go preaching to all the world. And they, you know, some of them might have thought on it a little bit, but when Jesus walked through that wall, when they was all in one room shut up, praise God, and you come in, and I believe it was Thomas said, less than I could see the prints in his side and the spears in his hand, I would believe. And he said, here I am, Thomas. You know, he didn't have nothing to, all he had to do was believe him, because he done what he, you know, He seen what he asked to see. Praise God. And that's all they had to do. But, you know, it's an amazing thing, you know, the way the Lord works. And the Lord loves each and every one of us. And he'll think, well, I didn't come to destroy this world. I come to take you out of it when you get ready. And I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. That where I am, there you may be also. It does not matter everything what you've done in this past. It don't matter how far you went or how far you're still going or what you're still thinking about doing. But when you lay down them burdens at Jesus' feet, praise God, he'll say, I'll give you new life. I will make a new creature out of you. And I will give you more life and more abundantly. That's about all I got, Sister Betty. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. We're going to get Kim to come around, but before that, I'd just like to say hello to a few people out there on Facebook. Sister Marilyn Harrell is listening, and she's the one that got the miracle, and we just thank God for her and thank God for what he done for her. And
amen.
We'd just like to say hello to our friend in South Africa, Brother Peter, and we just say God bless you. Go ahead, Tim, and bring us some songs there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want no God to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his faith and grace. I don't want no God to cry out in my way. I just want to lift his high and praise his holy name. Just stop and follow Jesus, crying with a loud voice. Then when they see the King, they begin to rejoice. And when the Pharisees among them, they begin still for their shout. Instead of these, the whole earth and the wrong scriptures cry out. I don't want no God to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no wrong to cry out in my way. I just want to lift his heart and praise his holy name. Now we read it in the Bible, but in the last days, he will pour out his spirit to each and every race. And when the holy anointing that begins to fill our souls, we can thank the heavenly Father, for he has saved us all. I don't want no God to cry out in my way. I just want to thank my Lord for his saving grace. I don't want no God to cry out in my way. I just want to lift his heart and praise his holy name. I just want to lift his heart
and praise his holy
name. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. I'm not ashamed. They didn't say that I was Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say the thing is worth. I'm not ashamed to take the part of the statement. Because I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. sorrows in the field, to us be the same. We gave his life at Calvary. He paid for all men, so the one we stand and proudly say, I'll be born again, I'm on the same,
Brother Miles, do you have any?
Yeah, I remember a special unspoken for my niece, Amy, and her son. Her son's in real bad need of prayer, and she is too, and I just want everybody to pray for them, lift them up. And remember,
yeah.
Mother, she's been sick all day with her stomach, got some kind of sick stomach thing going on with her, and she's not feeling good and real weak, so pray for her. Just remember all the lost. I've got lost children and loved ones.
Yes.
Remember them. That, you know, we pray every day that God move on them, and I just know he will. All we got to do is just like the lady with the cancer. We get the prayers going up. God's going to send the blessings down.
Amen.
And we might pray for this ministry that we get to hear from people that's getting the glory of God come into their lives from this ministry. We'd love to hear from you. If God's changed you, moved in your life, blessed you some way, let us know where we can glorify God with you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Billy, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I got two or three of them. Remember my wife on her eyes. The Lord still ain't moved yet on them, and she gets frustrated, and but, you know, the Lord, but she is not going to a doctor. She's not going to take none of them pills. They said it might prolong it. But she's trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ because she's the one that does not take nothing. After she's had that surgery, you know, they had to give her stuff while she's in the hospital. But she come home after that surgery, and they took about two-thirds of her intestines out and colon out, and she come home and wouldn't even take a pain pill. And she said, I'm not taking none of that medicine. I said, well, if you get to hurt, you will. I said, I'm not saying that you know, the good Lord made them doctors to help people, but, I don't come between her and faith. That's one thing I don't do. You know, she got her faith and I got mine, and my mind's about the same, but she will not bend. She will not budge about that. She will not go back to the doctor again. But, you know, she's trusting and believing. And she knows that God's going to heal her. Then my sister Shirley that's in down there in Somerville that's in the hospital, she's my sister that next to my sister Martha that died. And anyway, she had a started out with, she thought, they kept telling her she had three kidneys, but she didn't. It was a growth for years on her growing, and she'd had that surgery about 2 years ago, and ever since she's having problems, and she's been in the hospital now for about a month or longer, and now I just got a text a while ago from her husband that they're going to put a feeding tube in her today, so she can live. She went from about 260 pounds, she's already down to 130. She's not getting no nourishment for her body. And he texted me a while ago while the brother was preaching that they can't do it on account of her lungs. One of them is collapsing, and she can't keep the oxygen up enough to put her to sleep. So just remember her. Then my other sister, Betty, that was been in a coma most of the year, starting December, come all the way up, and she's about 2 months ago, she's out of coma there, and they put a feeding tube in her and had to put her in a special nursing home to take care of her. But praise God, she got in a good one that really worked with her. And they don't like to, you know, the nurse said, we don't like keeping you here, so therefore, we're going to work with you. We're going to get you strong again. And praise God, they picked and take the tube out because she's eating solid food without being without being supervised, praise God. She can talk a whole lot better now. And they're going to thinking about this, praise God. And they told her she couldn't go back home because her driveway was so rough. Well, while she's been in there, her husband has rented the dozer, and they got the driveway looking good. But he's got to have somebody come and inspect it, see if 911 will come back up there again before she come home. But just keep praying for her, you know. Pray for my mother-in-law and pray for Brother Willie and Sister Lily in our church. That praise the Lord, they wouldn't mean you there, but I mean, with me being out, you know, it's Willie having to do all the preaching himself, but he's strong. He can do it, but and anyway, just remember our church. Let the, you know, pray that the Lord will touch people's heart. I don't know what he's going to do to turn their hearts back to God. He sent plague after plague. He sent tornadoes. He sent earthquakes and tsunamis, and now this other virus has come up, and I don't know what it's going to take to get them people to loosen their stony hearts, praise God. But I'm saying that's God's business and that's God's work, and, you know, we can pray for them that the God will touch them and heal them at the same time. Yes. Amen. That's all I got right now, praise God.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read off these few right here, and then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We've only got about 6 minutes and something. So remember our pastor, Don Harris, and his family. They just got his sister buried yesterday. So remember that family. They're grieving. And remember Ann Hagen. She's needing a healing in her body, and her daughter's needing a miracle. And pretty serious with her daughters. Remember Melissa. Jessie Gillum needs healing in her body. Sharon Nowak fell Sunday and broke her ankle, and she's been in the hospital. So remember her. Remember Willa Dean that needs healing in her stomach and needs strength. Remember Jeff Davis that needs salvation and also needs a miracle. He's got blockages in his legs, and they said probably other places in his body, so they've taken him up to UT, so just remember him. And remember Jenny Gray, she lost her nephew last night. So remember that family. Remember Bonnie's eyes and Billy's foot. Remember a lady that goes to our church named Nessa. Her sister, her husband passed away. So remember that. Remember the Branham family. Debbie Branham's mother passed away over the weekend. So remember them. And remember my cousin Brenda. She said to please pray for a family member that they're losing a battle to alcoholism. Oh. And Angie said to pray for her health and for favor for Tim. And let's remember the unspoken request for Amy and her son, that God will move on that situation. Let's remember Willie Lilly and Varnalfa Gospel Church and Willie's family in Mexico that needs salvation. And let's remember Shirley that could use a miracle. And let's remember all the ones out there on Facebook that have needs, and we're just going to take them all to the Lord in prayer and believe God that he's going to come down and meet all the needs. And we thank Amen. God again for touching Sister Marilyn and healing her body. We know that she was a very sick woman, and God is so good. So let's go ahead and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for this.
God bless.
We love y'all. Good night.